This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden told G7 leaders Washington will support providing advanced warplanes, including F-16s, to Ukraine and will back efforts to train Kyiv's pilots, a senior White House official said Friday. Ukraine has repeatedly pushed for advanced Western jets to help counter Russia's more than year-long invasion of the country, but Kyiv's international supporters had balked at doing so until recently. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations will discuss how to curb Russian diamond exports at the summit this weekend in Japan. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
On the third day of meetings between White House and House Republican negotiators, the GOP's Jared Graves says it's time to press pause because it's just not productive. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tapped Graves to lead the talks in hopes of reaching an agreement this weekend before possible House votes next week. But after an hour-long session this morning, Graves says there are still gaps, that the talks are just unreasonable, and it's unclear when they'll resume. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged countries at an Arab League summit on Friday to support his peace initiative to end Russia's war in Ukraine.
I hope that most of us are here for the sake of peace and justice. Dear participants of the summit, today is the 450th day of the full-scale war waged against us by Russian invaders.
Zelensky made his first trip to Saudi Arabia. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Now here's the Reuters report from Julian Sotherwaite and the leaders of the Group of Seven Nations discussing how to curb Russian diamond exports at the summit this weekend in Japan.
G7 leaders gathering in Japan for a weekend summit have a new round of Russian sanctions in mind. The country's lucrative metals exports could be one target. Diamonds could be another. A G7 official said there wouldn't be a deal this weekend, but diamonds would be in the final summit communique. The idea of restricting the trade was floated by Poland in April, but any such move could be derailed by a complex debate within the EU. Belgium, home to the world's biggest diamond trading hub in Antwerp, is against a ban. Other G7 nations are concerned that sanctions could just see the trade funneled through countries like India instead.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. China has lifted a 2020 ban on the importation of Australian timber as the deterioration of bilateral relations after various Chinese-Australian national security and trade disputes have begun to ease in recent months. Phil Mercer reports.
Trade with China has underpinned Australia's recent prosperity, but political tensions over human rights, the South China Sea, and the origins of COVID-19 have destabilized bilateral relations in recent years. Australian exports of iron ore, the key ingredient in steelmaking, have also aided China's industrial expansion. Australia's trade with China is worth more than the combined value of its business dealings with Japan, the United States, and Korea. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Officials in Cameroon have shut down markets to stop a wave of cholera infections spreading through all 10 regions of the Central African state. The government says more than 20,000 people have been infected, but the figures may be higher. Moki Edwin Kindezka reports from Yandui.
Sanitation workers on Friday washed and disinfected toilets, pits and septic tanks at Akasia Market in Yaoundé's 6th district. The market sees at least 5,000 merchants and buyers each day, but district officials say it has been sealed to stop cholera from spreading. The Cameroon government says the Mfundi to the Anmokolo markets in the capital were also sealed this week to stop the cholera spread. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Nigerian security forces have rescued two local U.S. consulate workers kidnapped after an ambush, police said on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.